I'm Nyla Boodoo. There's no way around it. Today, the focus on the University of Illinois campus is all about drinking. That's because thousands of students are celebrating unofficial St. Patrick's Day. It's an unsanctioned drinking event that's taken place every year for the past two decades. We know that drinking to excess is not good, but small amounts of alcohol can have health benefits. And it turns out there also can be social rewards from alcohol. That's the focus of Catherine Fairbairn's research. She's an assistant professor of psychology at the University of Illinois. Professor Fairbairn, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think this old idea that we have about drinking is that it's about peer pressure and that your friends pressure you to drink. Do you think that's still the case?
Absolutely. I think that can absolutely be the case in a lot of situations. I think there can be other components to it as well, though. So I think the idea being that to drink in social settings, it's sort of this external motivation, like, you know, my friend Sarah is telling me that I have to drink. But actually, I think there can be very powerful social reasons to drink and social reasons to drink in a problematic way that don't have to do with pressure or outside pressure. So, for example, when you drink, it can take a little bit of the edge off in social settings. It can help you form bonds with other people. It might help you worry a little bit less about social rejection and instead just really pay attention to the person in front of you.
In that social relationship, you study that. And I know that previous research has shown that men are two times more likely than women to drink excessively. And I wanted to ask you why you think that's the case. Is it because of these social reasons?
Well, I want to start with the caveat that there are almost certainly lots of reasons why men drink more than women. A lot of biological reasons may well be in there. One thing that I'm really interested in my research is this question of men and social bonding. So to what extent do men feel free to reach out to other people, to display warmth, to express a need for intimacy outside the bounds of a romantic relationship, for example? What if I just want to really be your close friend? And something I research is whether maybe alcohol allows men, sort of frees men from this ideas of masculinity and might allow them to form connections with others that they might not feel like they could form outside that alcohol space.
We started this conversation talking about peer groups and our peers and peer pressure to drink. And I wonder what your research has shown about the amount of alcohol that we consume and how much that is in relation to our friends and how much they consume and to our perception of how much we're consuming.
Yeah. So I should say my work hasn't directly looked at that question, although it's a very interesting one. I think that the question that a lot of people start out with when they wonder if they have a problem with alcohol, for example, or if they're drinking too much, they start out with the question, do I drink more than the people around me? So do I drink more than Frank or Bob or whoever, or my parents or my uncles or whoever those people are in the immediate environment? I think that's a really problematic place to start for a variety of reasons, mostly because we select into our environment. So I'm not going to choose friends who drink a lot less than me. It's going to make me feel lousy about myself. Or maybe I think they're boring or something. But as a clinician, when I gave people feedback about how much they were drinking and how that compared to the U.S. population, for example, people were, you know, say came in drinking six drinks every single day. And I'd say that puts you in the top 2% of people in the U.S. Like, across the board, people would be flabbergasted by that information. They would be like, what? 2%? No, I drink, you know, I drink the same amount as
six drinks a day.
Right, exactly. I drink the same amount as everyone I know. And of course, they drink the same amount as everyone they knew because they selected into their environment to some extent, or to some extent, maybe they were born into their environment.
Catherine Fairbairn is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of Illinois, shedding a little bit more light into us about the social aspect of drinking. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.